And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Reaction to President Trump's choice of Brett Kavanaugh to be the Supreme Court nominee, falling along party lines, as you might imagine. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell praising the president's choice.
Judge Kavanaugh possesses an impressive resume, an outstanding legal mind, and an exemplary judicial temperament.
But McConnell's Democratic counterpart in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, argues Kavanaugh will vote to overturn women's reproductive health care rights. And Schumer says the conservative Kavanaugh will also vote towards striking down general health care protections for millions of Americans. Firefighters making headway in containing the largest wildfire currently burning in California. The fire in Northern California's Napa and Yolo counties now 75% contained, and crews now expect to have full containment by Thursday. The so-called county fire has burned over 90,000 acres. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Actor George Clooney is recovering after a car knocked him off his motorcycle in Italy. Clooney was treated on the island of Sardinia and released on Tuesday. He's over there filming a TV drama, Catch 22. Local reports say Clooney was on the way to the set when that car struck his motorbike. Boston city officials are considering letting people who are not U.S. citizens vote in city elections. The Boston City Council holding a hearing today on whether to give the right to vote to non-citizens who are in the U.S. legally. People who would be eligible to vote would include legal permanent residents, known as green card holders, DACA recipients, immigrants with temporary protected status, and those who have visas. The council president says that today's hearing will just be a conversation and not a vote on the ordinance. A chain restaurant has returned to its original name after a brief promotional stunt. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
IHOP back to its original name, the International House of Pancakes. For a brief moment back in June, the restaurant calling itself IHOB with a B and getting lots of attention as the International House of Burgers. The stunt to promote its new line of hamburgers. So to celebrate the return of IHOP and the chain's 60th birthday, IHOP selling short stacks for 60 cents on July 17th. I'm Robin Walensky.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Front Lines of Freedom. Hoo-ah! Here's hoping that you, your family, and your community celebrated our nation's birthday and are still celebrating our wonderful nation. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thanks for joining us. Joining me at the 50 caliber microphone is co-host Air Force vet Josh Lang. What's up, Josh?
It's getting close to that time of the year again, Colonel. EAA's Air Venture in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, which has been a regular destination for you and our Frontline's co-host pilot, Coast Guard Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby, is just weeks away. What a great event that showcases all types of aircraft, including many that served the U.S. and other militaries well. I know you'll preview your guest in a moment, but if you're listening to Frontlines right now, and your station doesn't air hour two of our program, and you want to hear Denny's Air Venture interview, just go to frontlinesoffreedom.com, and you can pull up the second hour of the show as a podcast.
Good to hear, Josh. Sounds good. Marine vet Skip Coriel is here. We'll hear from him at the Armed America Report. And Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby looks serious. Why are you so serious, Roland?
Well, Colonel, I just saw something kind of funny or interesting. You've seen the show Gilligan's Island before, right?
I have.
So you got the skipper on Gilligan's Island.
Yes.
He was played by Alan Hale Jr. And he was a Coast Guard veteran.
You coasties, you pop up everywhere.
But as a skipper? Oh, come on. That's just bad.
Okay. That'll teach me to ask. Here's what we have for you today. A news and comment by the colonel. I'm going to discuss the potential trade war with China. The late Army General Hal Moore was one of our nation's finest leaders in and out of combat. Mike Guardia has written a great book on Moore's leadership principles, and we'll discuss them. Then we're going to meet Jane Doyle. She was a WASP. That's Woman's Air Force Service Pilot during World War II. She has quite a story. And then we're going to discuss the world's largest air show, the one at Oshkosh, Wisconsin. It's called Air Venture. It's this month, and you can still go.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. And I'd really appreciate it if you'd go to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for a free e-newsletter. And please join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We really do welcome your input to the show. Do send us your ideas and comments through our website or by Facebook. Now it's time for news and comment by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom. First, the news. What's first, Josh?
Army instructors at Fort Benning, Georgia, recently opened a new drone training school to teach young soldiers to become as familiar with these tiny flying devices as they are at handling M4 carbines. The 3rd Squadron, 16th Cavalry Regiment, opened its new Small Unmanned Aerial System, or SUAS, course facility on June 11, and recently began giving classes to basic trainees, so they can become familiar with drones before they show up to their units. The recruits learn how to fill out a 7-line report when they spot a drone, and send the information to higher headquarters by radio. Trainees also learn how to hide from an enemy drone and disperse to avoid heavy casualties from drone-directed field artillery. Our enemies have drones now, and we don't always own the air. Instructors teach Raven and Puma fixed-wing remote-controlled drones and a variety of helicopters, including the tiny Instant-Eye copter. The students who attend the SUAS course are typically infantry soldiers and cavalry scouts, who go back to their units to be brigade or battalion-level master trainers. Having trained and certified experts from the course builds trust among the company and troop-level commanders, so they worry less about losing drones because they distrust their drone pilot's skills. Staff Sergeant Arturo Saucedo teaches precision flying at the course. He tells his students to think of the small helicopters as a way to chase down armed enemy soldiers. He said, quote, "Instead of chasing them through a booby hole, you just track him. Now you have a grid of his location, and you can do what you need to do." End quote.
It's a great idea to get full understanding on the use of drones down to the combat troops. They need to know how to use them and how to deal with them when the enemy's using them. This is a great move.
The commander of the U.S. Pacific Fleet said the absence of China's rising navy won't have much of an impact on this year's Rim of the Pacific drills. His comments came during a dockside launch of the month-long exercise. The U.S. rescinded China's invitation last month over actions the nation has taken in the South China Sea. The commander commented to reporters, quote, "This entire exercise is about nations cooperating for peace, stability, security, and a free and open Indo-Pacific region. End quote. Last month, Defense Secretary Mattis said that China continues to militarize features in the South China Sea by utilizing weapons that just a few years ago they said they would not be putting there. Our U.S. Pacific Fleet commander said that China's actions in the South China Sea are exactly contradictory to the entire purpose of RIMPAC. In 2016, China brought 5 ships and about 1,200 personnel to the biennial exercise. The U.S. estimates that with China's absence, very little will change. Despite China's absence, all of the same benefits exist from the like-minded nations that are participating in RIMPAC. Those countries include Australia, Brunei, Canada, Chile, Colombia, France, Germany, India, Indonesia, Israel, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Peru, South Korea, the Philippines, Sri Lanka, Singapore, Thailand, Tonga, Vietnam, the United Kingdom, and the United States. Those 25 nations will bring together a fleet of 46 warships and 5 submarines and troops from 18 national land forces, along with more than 200 aircraft and 25,000 personnel. Vice Admiral John Alexander, commander of U.S. 3rd Fleet and head of RIMPAC's combined task force, said, quote, "We are all maritime nations. We all prosper through trade, and the majority of trade goes through the Indo-Pacific region." End quote.
RIMPAC is a great exercise that lets the world's navies learn how to work together for peaceful purposes. I'm delighted that our nation barred China from participation. China's actions are truly hostile.
Veterans Affairs Secretary nominee Robert Wilkie said that removing the red tape roadblocks to getting veterans through the door to see a doctor would be his top priority if he is confirmed by the Senate. Wilkie told the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee at his confirmation hearing, quote, "Many of the issues I encountered as acting secretary were not with the quality of care, but were with getting veterans through the door to get that care." End quote. As acting secretary, Wilkie last month awarded a 10-year, $10 billion contract to Cerner Corp of Kansas City, Missouri, to upgrade electronic health records at the VA in the effort to reduce wait times. But senators on the committee said the implementation could take years. Wilkie agreed that it will take time to put the Cerner contract into effect and added that the VA also has a problem with its schedulers who make the appointments. He cited the high turnover rate among schedulers, saying the VA has a hard time hanging on to them. Georgia Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson, chairman of the committee, and Montana Democrat Senator John Tester, the ranking member, told Wilkie that he would be taking over a department with a dispirited workforce, buffeted by high turnover rates and political infighting that led to the ouster in March of then-VA Secretary Dr. David Shulkin. Isaacson said, quote, "Of all the challenges we have at VA, morale may be the biggest problem. You are getting an agency that has problems, that's in need of help. Mr. Wilkie, there are no excuses anymore. Failure is not an option." End quote. Senator Isaacson noted that Congress has authorized nearly $200 billion for the VA's budget and passed the VA Mission Act to overhaul and consolidate the VA Choice Program on private health care options. Isaacson asked Wilkie what customer service means at the VA. Wilkie responded, quote, "Customer service means before the veteran walks through the door of the VA, he's already been greeted by schedulers, by medical professionals. I have no doubt that VA provides some of the finest care in America, but I also understand that getting to that care is something that the leadership of the Veterans Affairs Department has to focus on like a laser beam." End quote.
I'm glad Wilkie wants to get vets in front of doctors. That's a good start. And I'm glad that Congress has funded the VA so that there's no longer any excuses for poor care for vets. And that's the news. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Coming up on Frontlines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel, and we'll enjoy some warrant wisdom. Then we'll talk leadership, General Hal Moore style. At ease, troops, take a break.
Spartan Ash holds a special place in its heart for Honor and Remember, and we're proud to sponsor Run for the Fallen as another way to honor those who paid the ultimate sacrifice and service to our country. Run for the Fallen is a 6,000-mile run taking place from April 7th to August 5th.
Each day, a team of runners will set out, stopping 1 mile at a time to read the name of a fallen soldier out loud.
To join the Run for the Fallen as a volunteer or to show your support, visit runforthefallen.org.
This is Marine Vet Skip Correll with your home defense tip of the week. One item you should keep in your bedroom at all times is a military-grade high-lumen flashlight. I've raised 4 teenagers, and I've learned that just because someone's sneaking in your window at 2 a.m. doesn't mean you want to shoot them. That bright flashlight will immediately blind the invader and readily identify whether they are friend or foe. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and you are in formation and listening to Frontlines of Freedom all across America. A Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors, Honor and Remember. Our nation must never forget those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is the mission of Honor and Remember, a nonprofit based in Virginia with support from their national sponsor, Spartan Nash, the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and fifth largest food distributor. Learn more about how you continue the mission at honorandremember.org. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. Should we risk a trade war with China? Well, it's clear that China's government is strengthening the power of its dictator leader and is acting totally in its own self-interest around the world. China is in empire growth mode. Their building of islands in the South China Sea to control that vital shipping corridor is one example. Indeed, we have disinvited the Chinese Navy from participating in our international naval exercise this year, and China is clearly our major trade enemy. After World War II, we helped build an international economic order on the assumption that free and fair trade benefits all the partners. During the post-war years, the American economy was unmatched by any other country. This economic boom was fueled not just by domestic consumption, but also by trade, which opened the flow of funds from the world's consumers to American workers. This made both America and our partners more prosperous and secure. This is still true. When we exchange goods with other nations on equal terms, both countries benefit. Maintaining these conditions is key. We must take violations seriously. We must enforce the rules. And China has been a, maybe the, major rule breaker. When China was accepted into the World Trade Organization in 2001, we supported that for two reasons. We hoped for more access to China's consumer markets for American companies and, eventually, political liberalization within China. Neither has happened. Indeed, the opposite has. While the Chinese people have pushed for a somewhat more open society, the Chinese government is even more autocratic. And for the past 15 years, imports of manufactured goods into China as a share of gross domestic product has steadily declined. Instead of opening its doors to our exports, China has resisted us at every turn. It has helped Chinese state-run businesses by stealing our intellectual property and has pressured foreign companies that want to enter the Chinese market to agree to a joint venture that facilitates the theft and espionage. China has also bought up American assets to inflate the value of the dollar and make American exports more expensive. China has also tried currency manipulation, among other things. This relationship with China has yielded some short-term benefits for U.S. consumers in the form of lower prices and for U.S. companies via higher profit margins when these companies have their products made in China. But it really hurt American workers and manufacturing. China's entry into the international trading system eliminated over 2.4 million American jobs from 1999 to 2011. President Trump was right on when he said, "We've been taken advantage of." Our government had the tools to better manage trade with China, but our leaders chose not to use them. For example, in exchange for greater standing at the trade organization, China agreed to allow other countries to impose tariffs in response to a sudden surge of Chinese products. But we didn't impose them. And we still have a number of tools to defend ourselves here. The president's proposed steel and aluminum tariffs are just one example. Alone, these tariffs don't do enough to impact China's trade violations. Because tariffs are broad and apply to many countries, they may not have much impact on the worst violators, including China. Tariffs like these penalize the production decisions companies had made decades ago, so they will do more to impact the cost of business downstream in the U.S. than they will to reorganize the global economy to benefit workers. We should enforce the rules, thus taking more actions against China. Last year, investigators detailed significant Chinese intellectual property theft. This allows a wide range of actions. I hope that our president takes every possible action. This is a war, an economic war. For example, we should impose duties on Chinese industries that benefit from stolen American intellectual property, and those penalties should be equivalent to the size of the economic loss faced by American producers. We should limit, quote, joint ventures with Chinese copycat companies and encourage our allies to do the same. We should prohibit Chinese investment in industrial categories where the Chinese have blocked American investment. And when the Chinese threaten retaliation and to bring suit at the World Trade Organization, we should welcome the opportunity to have China publicly renounce anti-free trade practices. These measures targeted at China are just as bold as Mr. Trump's broad metals tariff. The right trade policy for us is not a choice of unrestricted free trade or protectionism. More trade or less trade isn't the point. The goal is better jobs and higher wages for American workers. Trade is a means to those ends. Free and fair trade is great, but to defend that principle against an adversary that has broken the rules with impunity, we must be willing to fight with everything we've got, not just tariffs. This is a war American can and must win. And those are my comments for today. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. You're standing tall with Frontlines of Freedom, and now we get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. What do you have this week, Roland?
Well, Colonel, there's a really interesting new body armor that, to me, looks like orange poop.
Huh?
It's bright orange, it's squishy, it stretches like taffy, and it's unlike any body armor I've ever seen. If you were attacked with a baseball bat and you were wearing this bright orange poop under your clothes, then your attacker might as well swung a toothpick at you. The goop will take the hit for you and absorb the strike. Just to be clear, we're talking about protection from blunt force trauma and not bullets. However, this could certainly be combined with a ballistic vest. A company called D30 concocted this remarkable, soft, stretchy, flexible orange material that absorbs shock, and it calls it Trust Body Armor. Sure, the raw material looks and feels like orange silly putty,